Welcome to Hammer Down!
Down!
Number one sports betting show coming out of Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Dick.
I'm Barry Tone!
It's Bubba Gumpino.
What?
Canadian sensation.
What?
Bearded Wonder.
What?
Mitt?
Yes, Tony.
How you doing?
I'm doing kind of good now. Southside just got a run. Let's go.
Just being the guy.
Ah, fuck.
It's all right.
It's all right.
Mitt,
it's all right.
It's all right.
Mitt.
Well, I mean, it's all right.
The White Sox need a performance from Rodon coming back from injury here, though, I feel like. Mm-hmm. What are you pointing at?
1-833-462-2333. 1-833-462-2333.
Call the money line.
I believe Bruce is back here.
Hey, baby Bruce.
Thank you, Bruce.
Baby Bruce.
1-833-462-2333.
Oh, Tony.
Why?
Before.
Why?
Get too carried away. Tomorrow, there's a couple footy matches.
Okay.
You get Inter Milan money line -160 right now against Hellas Verona.
Okay.
Love that.
Okay.
I also like Valencia money line against Deportivo at home -120. Valencia's look good this year.
Okay. Thank you.
That is Friday footy.
Thank you, Friday footy.
Thank you.
Games we got going on right now. We both took the Sox plus a half first five with Rodon. It's 1-1.
Yep. Southside.
And we took the Brewers plus a half first five against the Reds. They are currently down 1-0 and not in a great situation.
I hate it going against Sonny Gray. That series has smacked me around a bit. I fucking I was mad I got burned on Castillo last night, so I thought, Brewers plus a half at home. Usually I'd ride Sonny Gray. Now we're in a bit of a pickle.
A lot of good baseball last night.
I mean, did you see how the Padres scored their one run lose that first five?
Oh, yeah.
It's despicable.
Despicable. Absolutely despicable.
And then they win the game, of course.
Dodgers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
16 innings. Yeah, I was waking up periodically in the middle of the night, watch like an inning pass back out.
The Padres bullpen has just been absolutely dog
shit. Well, you know what's happened?
They've been overworked.
Yeah, what's happened, Tony, is anybody who's good out of their pen is now having to start.
Well, because their manager's a fucking idiot and doesn't know how to. But
they needed Scherzer. They needed Scherzer.
They their rotation, their starting rotation, their starting pitchers, last in the league as far as depth into a game that they go.
Snell's starting to go though.
Yeah,
he great. He was 1-8 last night. He's looking good.
Yeah, there was
might good, be too late though.
A lot of good pitching matchups last night.
Fucking Schwarber hit a bomb to tie it up, 4-4 in the ninth. Sox got guy on third, one out. Verdugo up. All you got just fucking sack fly.
That's all you need, pal.
Slap the ball the other way. Guys swinging for the downs, trying to hit a three-run bomb. And we fucking give up six in the top of 10.
I got my eyes on PGA here because I got first-round tickets on Abe Anser and John Rahm. They're 7-under. Sam Burns, though, 8-under. Think I might cash out here.
Heard what's Donnie Berger doing?
Donnie Berger is -4. He's T8th right now. Had a nice little round. Have you checked on your boy Harry Higgs?
No, I saw him and Mickelson were playing together.
He's -1 through 13.
Steady Eddie.
That's not bad.
Mickelson was fired up playing with them. Did you see Mickelson's video this morning?
-4.
Yeah. It's a good tag team.
Boys are shooting some fucking scores out there today. What did you have? Were you 5-3 last night?
Yeah, that fucking... If that Bryce Harper hit that two-run bomb for a push for the Phillies, which was huge. And then the Nats, Josiah Gray pitched well. The other kid just pitched better. It was a good matchup. And then, the Dodgers, man. That one fucking...
That
would have been huge for the... Like, if the Dodgers hit, you're 4-1. You know, I'm 6-2. It's a great night.
It's 3-2 Dodgers, and then... the Angels have a 6-2 lead on the Orioles, who have lost 19 straight or whatever, and they come back and fucking blow that one.
You know, everybody was pretty confident the Angels were going to bounce back first five today against the Orioles.
Yeah. What is it?
They lost the first five. Like, I know the Orioles stink, but the guy pitching for the Angels is fucking terrible.
Correct.
Like, you just because the Orioles lost 19 straight doesn't automatically mean just, you know.
Also, at the end of the season, when we get into September or October, just because a team has to win and is playing a team that doesn't have to win.
It almost makes it worse.
Yeah, it doesn't, does not mean that that's like going to happen. Like
the Twins went into Fenway with nothing to lose. What do they care?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. Some more information on preseason games that we got today. Tua won't play on Sunday, and most starters will be rested for the Dolphins.
Hey, we're ready.
They're ready. They're going against Burrow, who will play some. It didn't sound like he's going to play much or do much, so that game I'm going to stay away from. Josh Allen will start for the Bills on Saturday. It was 8 yesterday. I'm pretty sure it was up to 9.5 at some point.
Jesus.
Today, after that news, it's currently 9.5 still as well.
So fucking Jonathan India, 3-run bomb. Good night, Brewers.
Good night, Brewers. Good night, sweet prince.
Why did I not stay? I fucking take Sonny Gray every fucking game,
dude. Hey, it's all right, pal. We went with the plus a half.
Come on!
Sometimes you lose with the plus a half. Titans are hosting the Bears. I don't know. We don't know if Tannehill's going to play or not, but he's got COVID, so pretty sure he's not going to play. Bears are going with Fields. Probably not their starters on skill position, so do with you what you may with that.
There you go.
Any other information on that we've got?
Nah. Roll me over. There we go.
What do you got?
Top three White Sox.
Okay.
There we go. First and second. Bit of a jam there. Bit of a jam.
Mate, you got any other week zero stuff yet?
No, other than that.
Is Bruce back there right now?
Yeah, Bruce answered the phones.
No, is he back there right now? He's high on Illinois.
I don't see him.
And I didn't know if he wanted to put his ass on a microphone and tell people why.
A lot of people, it seems like, yeah, are really high on Illinois.
I'm getting
and I have no
close
idea
to just take Nebraska to fade the public pick here.
Illinois, Nebraska, here is he coming?
Yeah, I think he is coming. I am definitely taking Nebraska. I already took them. I'm taking them probably more now. They're plus 7 or minus 7.5. Here comes Bruce.
They're minus 7.5?
So it depends on where we're looking at. Oh, yeah, you're on, Bruce.
Let's go, Bruce. Let's go. What's the Illinois scoop, Bruce?
It's currently 6.5.
Hey.
Hey, Bruce.
What's going on? How are you?
You were super fucking confident, so I was inviting you on the mic to see if you wanted to let us know why.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. I mean, a home dog catching 7, week 0. You just got to be there. Brett Bielema. He's going to be strutting around the sideline, hopefully. Looking nice and big. And like probably have like a sweet navy blue, orange windbreaker. And then they have a 6-year quarterback, which I love, week 0. And then,
Brandon Peters stinks.
I think Scott Frost is like 5-11 at the spread at Nebraska.
They're not good.
In his last 16 or so.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not scared of Adrian
Wojnarowski. Martinez, yeah.
Martinez. I'm not scared of him that much.
Okay.
Hi, baby Brown.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you, Brown.
He's got the office jumping on it, too. 64% of the bets, 78% of the money is on Illinois.
78? Pop.
This fucking guy.
Oh no. Where are you going, dude? What's Mitt, get a camera What's back on? There.
The fucking
Pow. Mitt, get a camera Pow. Back there.
Pow!
Enough!
I can't move this one.
Done with that fucking thing.
I thought he killed him.
Did you just kill the pillow?
Deepfake Gump is dead.
Is he?
Better be.
Fucking Mitt, couldn't get a camera on you killing it.
No.
Shocker.
Jesus.
You can't.
Mitt.
You can't move this camera.
You didn't. Nick was sitting in the same place.
No, I know. I should have actually cut to this one and then just got out of the way.
There you go,
probably.
Mitt.
Yeah, I did blow that. Sorry.
That'll happen.
Hey, that'll happen, pal. We're not going to hold it against you.
Nah.
Where were we talking about? Oh, week zero.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all the money and all the bets currently on Illinois there. Fresno's getting majority of the bets and money. UConn hasn't played in a year. I'm going to stay away from that one. That line's too big.
I was going to say, Tony, I would lean towards UConn in that. I know they haven't played in a year, but I feel like they'd be hungry and at least keep it within, what is it, four touchdowns? Is 27 and a half still?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would like UConn. Give me the give me the points on that one.
You get the fucking cojones on you, pal. Hawaii, UCLA is getting 57% of tickets and money. Juno's game this summer, which I talked about the other day, but I confirmed it, opened at 9.5, and now it's at 17. So I will be staying away.
That is absurd.
And then UTEP and New Mexico State, the one game that I have a ticket on, I got UTEP at -8. It's currently sitting at UTEP, 10.5.
There you go.
That one has moved. Will I take him at 10? Would I take him at 10? I don't know. I'm just happy I got it where I got it. You know what I'm saying, Paul?
Yeah.
Let's get to some calls. Jake from Idaho, what do you got?
Seeing what you think about Ben and the odds of him winning MVP this year.
Thank you, Jake.
Roethlisberger?
Yeah. He's talking about Big Ben. He's talking about Big Ben Roethlisberger. What are the odds? Let's see what the odds are. I bet you they're way down there. I might put a... I should put a bet in on this, Ben. Plus 9,000. This motherfucker... I'm not even going to talk about... Can I talk about who he's behind? Danny Dimes. Darnold. Trevor Lawrence. Garoppolo, Trey Lance, Jalen Hurts, Cam Newton, Teddy Bridgewater. Jesus Christ, the disrespect.
Him being behind Jalen Hurts is wild.
I'm putting a bet in right fucking now. Did it.
There you go.
Goddamn disrespect. I mean, it's probably not going to happen. Most likely not going to happen. I don't know if you saw Seven slinging it. Fryman.
He looked good.
Scott Webb.
Fucking no look or faked out the whole camera crew, dude.
Oh, fucking pump fake Ben. He's back. What is it we say about football season? The good thing about football season?
We will find out.
A lot of people are confident in things they say on the internet.
I mean, you just can't. I'm in the business of just not writing guys off that have done it for so long.
Mm-hmm.
There's no need to. Like, everyone wanted to do it for Brady and the Patriots. Yes. It's like, if it happens, it happens. There's no need to fucking be premature about
that. That last season in New England, after that season, the way that offense looked and Brady was looking, everyone said he was dead. Never going to be good again.
Nah.
They won a Super Bowl.
That happened. That's what happened. They
won a fucking Super Bowl. Let's see here. Baseball, MLB, three MLB. We'll do the football first. We'll stick with that. Cody from Indiana, what do you got?
Hammer down.
Hammer down, down.
Tone, Gumpy, the boys. First and foremost, I'd like to give some T's and P's for Pat.
T's and P's, Pat.
Take a moment of silence for the whole COVID.
Thank you. Okay.
Hi, baby Pat.
All right. Called to say Lions +5 over is a lock this season, boys.
Any reason?
Reason being, okay. We're a little top heavy in the schedule. At the end of the season, last game's against Green Bay, Seattle. They're going to already be a playoff lock, so they're not going to be playing starters. So we're going to lock that up. We got Arizona, split with Chicago, Philadelphia, Cincinnati, and split with Minnesota. That's six.
Okay.
That I feel like the West will come down to the very last
game. There's no way the Seattle is resting starters.
No.
Whose schedule are we looking at?
The Lions.
The Detroit fucking Lions. Schedule, okay? San Francisco, they're going to get a win there?
Probably not.
No. Green Bay?
No.
No. Baltimore?
No.
Chicago?
No. Yes.
Francisco, yes.
Oh, no, don't do this, Paul.
I didn't know you guys were previewing schedules today. Is that what we're doing?
That's, the caller called in, and that's what they wanted to talk about.
What'd he say?
He said the Lions over. Win total.
I mean, it's still five, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, you hammer the over. That's pretty obvious. All right, San Francisco, win. Green Bay Packers, win.
Baltimore,
win.
Chicago,
win. Win. 10-7 playoff win.
It's a compelling case.
You're a son of a bitch, dude.
That game against Philly is going to be basically battling for the number one pick, it seems like.
In all honesty, though, Chicago, it depends on if Dalton's still starting or not.
Vic Fangio says the Broncos offense will play a few series at least on Saturday.
And they are?
Against the Rams.
And the Rams aren't playing anybody.
The Rams played anybody the whole time?
Nope. No, they don't give a shit. McVay does not give a flying fuck. Maybe Chicago. I don't think Minnesota.
They might beat Chicago once.
Maybe Cincy. Rams, no.
But the Packers and the Seahawks at the end
Philly,
of the schedule.
Maybe. Steelers, Cleveland. They got Chicago again. They're not going to beat them twice. Say they split. I don't think they're splitting in Minnesota. Denver, Arizona, Atlanta, maybe.
You think the Eagles are going to be that bad?
I don't think they're going to be. I'm not seeing it. The Eagles. I honestly worry about their defense. Their defense looks fucking horrendous.
But is their O line? I know it's just like if their O line is good.
They do have their O line always gets fucking hurt.
Yeah.
Every single fucking year they get hurt. If they can stay, if their offense can stay healthy, a lot of overs I think potentially in that team's future.
Yep.
I'd
like to see Jalen have a good season. I like Jalen Hurts.
Sure.
Yeah.
I got no problem with the guy.
He works. He's a worker. Workhorse.
Yeah. Guy works.
Yeah.
Connor from Mississippi, SEC football. Give it to me.
Yeah, I was going to talk about Matt Corral, Ole Miss quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
His second year under Lane Kiffin.
Oh, yeah.
Last year they led the SEC in total offense.
Mm-hmm.
He's got plus 1,600 on Heisman odds.
Thank you, Connor. The only reason I don't like it is because, and there was some great stats, the Heisman winner of the last, who was putting him out? I want to say like 25 years, only twice under 9 wins has won the Heisman, and it was Lamar Jackson. And the White Sox?
Two-run bomb. Let's fucking go.
White Sox?
South Side!
And it was Lamar Jackson, and I want to say Tim Tebow was maybe the other one. So the problem with Ole Miss is, yeah, they're going to put up a fuck ton of points.
I do seriously think it was Johnny Manziel, Tony.
Oh, maybe it was Manziel, yeah. You're probably right.
Tebow won the national championship that year, or the next year, and they were almost in it the year before.
So you've got to be on a team that wins over 9 games. Is Ole Miss going to do that? Probably not. They're going to put up a lot of points. They're going to give up a lot of points, too, is my only thinking.
Fair play. Should we get that on a shirt? Could we get a Hammer Down shirt that says fair play?
Sure.
I feel like that's a good idea.
I feel like we got more.
Fair play.
Chat, is there any other shirt ideas that we're forgetting out there? Fair play.
Comfortable bets.
Good luck. God bless. Hammer Down.
Should probably do one with maybe Pirates of the Caribbean parlay.
Oh, parlay.
Yeah.
Hammer Down.
Yeah.
Parlay.
Just spitball.
Yeah. We're just spitballing here live on air.
Just spitball.
Mate, you got any shirts you want to make?
Not right now. But yeah, I can think of some.
Southside, maybe?
This guy said, is that good? I think we have an Is That Good shirt.
Yep.
So, I don't think baseball shirts do well.
Southside?
This guy said the flex in
Tombstone.
Flex in Tombstone.
Could just have a Hammer Down Tombstone one. right?
Interesting.
With a tombstone with hammer down on it.
Tombstone. Tombstone bets.
Yeah.
Tombstone bets. Hunting winners.
Yeah.
Do we have one yet?
Fucking Castellanos, hunting deep winners. Drive to left.
No, he didn't.
Yep.
This motherfucker.
Castellanos.
UFC boost shirt.
Drive to, yeah.
Jackson sportsbook shirt.
Give me UFC boost or give me death.
See, what does that mean, dude? I don't know. See, what's that mean? That's gambling, baby. That's a good one. Okay. New shirts coming soon.
Yep. Before football season.
Ducks are back. Zeke's trying to text me a shirt. I can't understand what he's saying. Hunting winners. Oh, duck hunting shirt. Hunting winners. We did have one.
Yeah.
It was sweet, too. Was just sweet. Just couldn't.
Didn't have. Almost. It's close.
Tony Unders. I don't mind a good Tony Unders
shirt. Tony Undies.
I don't want it to be about me, though.
Should I have you, like, walking down the stairs like Austin Powers?
Oh.
Right?
Interesting.
Oh, another one. Get out.
Southside!
Yeah, let's fucking go, dude. These boys can hit.
Roscoe, what up?
Hey, what's going on? First of all, I just want to say I was driving, so I did not hear to thank you at the end of the phone call. So I want to start off by saying thank you, boys.
Thank you, Roscoe.
Thank you, Roscoe.
Hammer down.
Hammer down.
I got a few more pitcher props for you today.
Shout out, Roscoe. Went 4-0 yesterday.
Yes, and I got three and then kind of a pick 'em, and it'll make sense in a second. So I got Alex Wood over 5.5,
mm-hmm.
Chris Sale over 7.5, Scherzer over 7.5, and then depending on who you are, how you feel, I think it's a toss-up. You can either take Taillon, you can either take Cap at over 5.5. The Yankees are on a roll, and the A's stink. But also the Yankees strike out a lot. So I think six strikeouts from either of them is a very easy hit.
Thank you, Roscoe.
Hey, baby, Roscoe.
Good day yesterday, kid.
Go on, Roscoe.
I don't know if you're a kid or not.
Go on, Roscoe.
Fucker.
Go on, Roscoe.
Rom tied it up.
Rom will do that.
I think I made the right decision, though, if I correctly.
I mean, that's fucking... Me missing a
75. Yeah, I made the rich.
Me missing a fucking bet when Sonny Gray is dealing is gonna sit with me for a couple days.
You'll be alright. We got more baseball today. Let's talk about it right now. Hey. Let's talk about it right now.
Fucking Brewers.
Okay. We'll start with Alex Wood and the Giants at fucking New York. Alex Wood versus Carlos Carrasco.
What are we talking about?
Carlos Carrasco has not been good. Alex Wood.
Last 2-11, 2/3, 4 earned. He's coming back.
Okay.
He's coming back.
So you're taking the Giants.
Yeah. Did you see what happened in the 5th inning of this game?
Yesterday?
Yeah.
No, I saw you tweeting about
that. Holy shit. Giants are up 1-0, right?
Okay.
Cueto's got 2 out.
Okay.
Gives up the second hit of the night to the pitcher, Taijuan Walker.
No way.
Then there's bases loaded. He walks a guy. Fucking Pete Alonso's up. It's like a 10-pitch at bat. Absolute battle. Fucking Cueto gets him to roll me over to third base.
Uh-huh.
Steady Eddie Chris Bryant throws the ball like 10 feet wide of the base on a routine grounder. So it's 1-1. We got Giants plus a half. Guy comes out of the pen. Pop me up first pitch. Thank you. But God. Chris Bryant has been too good for me to tweet anything bad about him.
I wasn't on it this morning, but just looking at the line right now.
Yeah. I don't.
And it being Carrasco.
It's just a fade Mets situation, dude. They've been so bad.
And the Giants have been so good.
Yeah.
And Carrasco, let me look up.
His last time out, he did only give up 3 and 5 innings. But other than
only that, three is not
compared to what he was doing. That's probably his best start in quite some time.
It has been.
Yeah.
But if he gives up three in the first five tonight, I like our chances.
Yeah.
Other game, he talked about Sale.
It was
tonight.
Too rich. It was first half.
It was 300. Wasn't
first
it?
Half result was minus 195. I mean, what are we going to do?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I didn't take it either. Where is my bets for tonight? Oh, I know what happened. Did I? No, I didn't take him. Okay. Scherzer. I took Dodgers minus 140.
Yeah, thank you. Darvish last time out, 2 2/3, 5 earned. I mean,
who can be trusted more? Is it Scherzer or Darvish? Scherzer's been awesome.
Max.
So, Dodgers 140 for us. And then Tyone or Cap? Caprillion.
I hate betting against the Yankees, but I got to take Caprillion.
Me too. I took the A's plus a half, minus 134, first five.
Yeah.
Tyone, we were talking about this morning. There was a period where he gave up two or less. And most of the, so he gave up 1-2-0-1-0-2-0. 1-2-3-4-5-6. 7-game stretch where he was awesome. Last two games of he's given 3 earned runs each in 5 innings. So do I love betting against Tyone here? No. Caprillion on the other side, his home splits, 1.47 home ERA. He gave up 1 in his last outing. I'm rolling with a plus a half.
Yeah, right? I'm with you, Tony.
And then, okay, so no other games that he called in about. Let's get to Ezekiel from Jersey. What up?
What's going on, guys?
What up, Zeke?
Last time gave you guys the Yankees. Of course, after that, they decided to go on this 11-game win streak. I'm not going to do that tonight.
Okay.
I like the under 8.5 there.
Ooh.
With Caprillion and Tyone. Tyone, you did mention his last three starts. Our last two starts, 3 earned runs. My apologies.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, this guy was on fire. I think he went out there in 3 or 4 shutout, 6-inning performances,
yeah,
and then a 1 or 2 mm-hmm. earned run performance, recording wins in 6 or 7 straight. I got under 9 at minus 125. I do have a personal play on the Yankees because I'm a homer, but I'm not going to suggest that. I'm going to go with the under 9, minus 125, though, boys.
Thanks, Zeke. I don't hate that.
Sure.
I don't think I'd take the over in this spot.
Nah.
Well, I've never taken an over. So.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not a big totals guy.
I know you're not.
Unless I'm in a pinch in NFL season.
I have to do it.
Yeah, sometimes those Monday nighters, it's tough to find the side.
Let's roll through the rest.
Yeah.
Arizona at Philly, Zach Allen and Eflin. I got the Phillies minus 152 first half money line. Not that I love Eflin, and Gallen's actually won some games for us early in the year.
Yeah.
I guess this is a play on the Phillies.
Yeah, that's
don't love it.
I'm with you, Tony. Eflin's been fucking bad. Gallen last time out,
D-backs.
7 innings, 0 earned. Yeah, just got to hope the Phillies.
Fading D-backs on the road,
yeah,
situation.
Yeah, I'll take the Phillies here with you, Tony.
We talked about Boston. St. Louis at Pittsburgh.
Nah.
Miles Mikolas versus Mitch Keller. You didn't do it. I did. I took the Cards. Fading the Pirates. Battle and Bucks are going to make me fucking eat this.
Yep.
Texas at Cleveland. Jordan Lyles and Sam Hentges. You taking anything there?
I was thinking about taking the Rangers, to be honest.
Yeah,
Henchies is fucking brutal, but nah, I'm not touching this one.
Washington at Miami, Corbin versus Hernandez. Anything there?
Nah, I think I'm done with the Nats. That was the end of it last night. Okay. I tried.
And then the last game of the night, KC at Seattle, Keller versus Kikuchi.
Kikuchi has been fucking dog shit 2 in a row.
Yep.
That being said,
no, you can't do it.
3 strikes, you're out. One more chance, Kikuchi.
All right. Me for tonight. Phillies first half money line, Cardinals first half money line, Dodgers first half money line, and A's plus a half first five.
All first five, Phillies money line, Giants money line, Dodgers money line, Mariners money line, A's plus a half.
Beautiful. Mitt, you got any ball tonight?
I'm just rocking South Side right now, heavy. Let's go.
You are quite the human being, dude.
I have a baseball team now, dude. I'm pumped.
I know.
And they're good.
Good for you. Rolling through preseason after the preseason noon or preseason news. I'm just going to point out games where I think starters are going versus teams that starters aren't going. Panthers, starters, Steelers, not. Bills starters, Packers not. Tampa starters, Texans, I don't know. Broncos starters, Rams not. Seattle starters, Chargers not. Jacksonville, did they say starters are going? Do we know about them yet?
Nah.
Niners, starters are going. Not sure about the Raiders. Dolphins, no starters. Bengals, Burrow's going to go. We don't know how long, though. And then that's pretty much those games.
Fuck.
What's wrong, Paul?
I've been riding Leon every game in league.
Yeah?
They haven't won yet. They play Nantes tomorrow. Nantes is decent at home. Leon's minus 120 money line.
So what are you thinking?
I don't think I can do it. They're just not the same team without Memphis. They really aren't. They really are not, my friend.
Okay.
I mean, that Champions League draw today, I mean, thank you very much. Fuck Liverpool and the goddamn group of death.
You don't think Man City PSG's group of death?
I mean, just front to ball. I guess RB Leipzig's in there too, but AC Milan, Porto, Atletico and Liverpool is not nice.
Yeah, but if you're Liverpool, you should beat those bottom two.
Fucking Suarez coming back home with Atletico too. Oh, man. He was so good for us, man.
I know.
We should have grabbed him instead of Atletico. Should have. Even if it was just to come off the bench, he would have came back too.
Redo your tomorrow picks so if people weren't watching, they know.
Inter Milan, money line. And in La Liga, Valencia, money line.
Okay, let's run through the boost real quick and get the fuck out. Pete Alonso or Javi Baez to hit a home run versus the Giants?
Nothing.
I'm good. Scherzer and Darvish to each record 6+ strikeouts, plus 170. Staying away.
No, thanks.
And. Yes!
UFC?
Yes! Edson Barboza to win by KO, TKO, plus 340.
Lock it up.
Bingo!
Plus 340?
Bingo! May we put that in, please?
Yep.
Who's he fighting?
Feed me Edison. Let's go.
Edson.
Whatever.
Who's he fighting?
Fucking Giga Chikadizi.
Yeah, that dude stinks. That dude's gonna get knocked out first round. Let's go.
Johnny Barboza at plus 340.
Gija Chikadaze.
I mean, the White Sox are just fucking smacking the ball around Gija the park. Seems like whenever Ryu faces a decent lineup, he stinks.
Yeah, I'm out on Ryu.
Does good against bad teams.
Does. I did put in a bet on boxing for Sunday. Obviously, I don't know dick about boxing, but I also know that I personally think that we have no idea what's going to happen in Jake Paul and Tyron Woodley. And you could get Tyron Woodley at plus 164 as a dog. So just because it's plus 164, I took it.
Well, Tony, it's probably going to be a loser there. I do have a play on this.
I can't go against the hype boys, dude.
Yeah, I mean, you really can't here. Jake Paul, 3-0, three knockouts. I actually kind of think this one could go to decision, and at plus 1,000, you can get Jake Paul by decision or points. I threw that, and I'm also throwing money line just in case he knocks him out. He'll probably knock him out. What? He said he was going to knock him out in the second round. I'm throwing that. Let's go.
This fucking guy, dude.
Hey, you can't argue plus 1,000, man.
You can't.
You
think it's going to go the distance, Mitt?
If it goes the distance, Jake Paul will win.
It's minus 1,500 to go the distance. Sorry, minus 1,500 to not go the distance. So if you think it's going to go the distance and you just think... It's going to go distance, plus 600 to go the distance. You might as well take that, too.
There you go, man.
I really don't think it's going to go the distance. That's what I said, though. I said it might go the distance, and if it does, Jake Paul will win. I'm also throwing a bet to cover my ass, Jake Paul money line, just in case he knocks him out, and then I'm probably going to sprinkle second round knockout.
Attaboy, Mitt.
Attaboy,
Mitt.
I also took, where is it?
Thing's frozen.
I think that if you're going to take Woodley, you might as well take him for the knockout for the extra plus 30 or whatever, because I think Jake Paul, if this goes all the way, he knows how to edge out points for a decision.
Thanks, Bill.
Close the book on that.
I did take Tyron Woodley to win in round one or two, plus 650. Fuck it. Talk about someone's mom.
His mom was the one that started talking all the shit.
Oh, shit.
Are you mom blaming?
Oh, shit.
I have to stick with my hype beast, boys. Dude.
I'm not betting this one. I still might go. I'm thinking about it.
I normally won't, but this one is actually, like, has actual judges and rules, and so I will.
How far is the drive to Cleveland? 4.5?
It's not close.
Gump, don't tempt me, dude. I am so close to buying two tickets.
That's not true. Gumpy said he wanted to go the other day, and you didn't.
No, I said I wanted to go. I didn't want to make the drive back, is what I'm worried about.
Didn't want to get back at 6 a.m. Monday morning.
Yeah, that would be tough.
Like, why did they move it to Sunday? Leave it on Saturday. I would have went in a heartbeat.
Guys got work on Monday.
Didn't want to go up against week zero.
Oh, true. Fucking good point.
Fucking want to go up against Nebraska.
What?
Illinois.
What?
Plus 6.5.
What?
Fade the public.
What? Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer
down.